visualizing in the space before us, Vajrasattva, father and mother, the union of wisdom and method or compassion, representing the perfect union of our own mind with enlightenment, perfect purity, radiating white light. And visualizing ourselves surrounded by all living beings, our father on our right side, our mother on our left, enemies and those beings who agitate us in the space before us, and friends just behind us. And with a wish that all of us would quickly find perfect happiness and taking responsibility to bring that about. With a deep wish to free our mind of all that prevents us from actualizing the path quickly, we recite together the verse of taking refuge. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and in all the three vehicles, in the Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, in the empowering goddesses and the bodhisattvas. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and in all the three vehicles, in the Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, in the empowering goddesses and the bodhisattvas. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and in all the three vehicles, in the Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, in the empowering goddesses and the bodhisattvas. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. And then meditating on the power of regret, especially calling to mind specific actions of our body, speech, and mind, which only serve to bring about more suffering for ourselves and others. Realizing that the definition of negative karma is any action that results in suffering, any action motivated by ignorance, ignorant liking of things, and ignorant disliking of things, not understanding the real causes of our experience. Almost every action I do, 24 hours a day, is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death, in this life, and has been like that from beginning of three births. Nearly every action I have ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I have also been breaking my pratimoksha, bodhisattva, and tantric vows. Worst of all, I have created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body, and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I've swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately, without a second's delay. In this way, bring to mind specific actions that we know are not in alignment with our spirit of enlightenment, and generating great regret and a strong sense of urgency to wash this away from our mind stream, not wanting even the slightest residue of imprint. than remembering impermanence and death. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I would definitely be born in lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I would remain in lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now, without even a second's delay, by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. Generating bodhicitta. But I'm not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell beings, pretas, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes, and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So very strongly generating in the mind stream, this wish to just be free of all the negativity, all the karmic blocks, all the negative habit patterns that we've created in our minds, in this life and in lives without beginning, not even knowing what kinds of darkness are still obscuring our mind. Then visualize above the crown of my head, seated upon a lotus and moon seat, our Vajrasattva father and mother. Their bodies are white. Each has one face and two arms. He holds a dorje and bell, she a curved knife and skull cup. They are embracing each other. The father is adorned with 6 mudras, the mother with 5. He sits in the Vajra posture, she in the lotus. Vajrasattva is my root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces me and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify me and all others. In this way, your mind is transformed into guru devotion, the root of all blessings and realizations of the path to enlightenment. On a moon disk at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum, encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. A powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and mantra garland, and I am cleansed of all sickness, spirit harm, negative karma, and obscurations. Om Bhadra Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Bhadra Sattva Denu Patita Dido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Supo Kayo Me Bawa Anorato Me Bawa Sawa Siddhi Me Vrayatsa Sawa Karma Sutsame Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahun Pen Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sattva Denu Patita Dido Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anorato Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayatsa Sarva Karma Sutsame Sitam Shiyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahum Pen Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manupalaya
Vadra sattva denu patita dido me bhava, suto kayo me bhava, supo kayo me bhava, anarato me bhava, sawa siddhi me prayatsa, sawa kama sutsame, sitam shiyam kuru hum, ha 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 ho, bhagavan sawa tata gata vadra ma me mutsa, Vajra bhava mahasamaya sattva ahum pen. Oem vajra sattva samaya manupalaya vajra sattva denupatita dido me bhava suto kayo me bhava supo kayo me bhava anurato me bhava sarva siddhi me prayatsa sarva kama sutsame sitam shiyam kuru hum. Ha 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 ho, Bhagavan, sava tata gata vajra ma me mutsa, vajra bhava mahasamaya sattva ahum pen. Oem vajra sattva samaya manupalaya, vajra sattva denupatita dido me bhava, suto kayo me bhava, supo kayo me bhava, anurato me bhava, sava siddhi me prayatsa, sava kama sutsame, Titam shiyam kuru hum, ha 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 ho, Bhagavan, sava tata gata vajra ma me mutsa, vajra bhava mahasamaya sattva ahum pen. Oem vajra sattva samaya manupalaya, vajra sattva denupatita dido me bhava, suto kayo me bhava, supo kayo me bhava, anarato me bhava, sava siddhi me prayatsa sava kama sutsame titam shiyam kuru hum. Ha 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 ho bhagavan sava tata gata vajra ma me mutsa vajra bhava mahasamaya sattva ahum pen. Oem vajra sattva samaya manupalaya vajra sattva denupatita dido me bhava suto kayo me bhava supo kayo me bhava anurato me bhava sava siddhi me prayatsa sava kama sutsame sitam shiyam kuru hum. Ha 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 ho bhagavan sava tata gata vajra ma me mutsa vajra bhava mahasamaya sattva ahum pen. Om vajra sattva samaya manupalaya. Om Bhadra Sattva Samaya Manupalaya Bhadra Sattva Denu Patita Dido Mebawa Sito Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurata Mebawa Sawa Siddhi Me Prayatsa Sawa Kama Sitsame Sitam Shiam Kuru Hun Ha 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 Hoi Bhagawan Sawa Tata Gata Bhadra Mame Mutsa Bhadra Bhava Mahasamaya Sattva Avunpe.
Visualize a final purifying stream of white nectar and light. Pour forth from Bodhisattva's holy body and mind. And like a very, very strong shower, completely cleanses from our mind, body, complex, every single negativity, every single mental veil. These wash away completely through the soles of our feet. Enter a crack in the earth and are consumed by the Lord of Death amidst a blazing fire. He becomes completely satiated. His mouth is sealed with a double dorje. He turns and walks away. The crack in the earth is sealed. And our body and mind are completely calm and clear like crystal. From the crown of my head, Guru Vajrasattva says, "Child of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have been completely purified, and generate strong faith that all is completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said." The power of restraint, refraining from creating negativities again. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds, those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. Absorption. Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge. Vajrasattva father and mother melt into light and dissolve into you. Your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. In emptiness, there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma, and there is no negative karma created. So place your mind in that emptiness for a little while. In this way, looking at all phenomena as empty, they do not exist from their own side. And then with this awareness that there's no negative action, with the subject alone, no negative action. With the object alone, no negative action. And it's impossible to engage in action without subject and object. With this awareness, then we dedicate the merits. Due to all these merits of the three times collected by all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, myself, and all other sentient beings, which appear to be real from their own side, but which are empty. May I, who appears to be real, but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real, but is empty, and lead all sentient beings, who appear to be real, but are totally empty, to that enlightenment, which appears to be real, but is empty, by myself alone, who appears to be real, but is also totally empty, non-existent from my own side. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths, and the two stages of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samanta Bhadra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way, that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way, I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue, so that I may perform good works.